with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, former Glee actor Kevin McHale. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. You look good.
Good to see you again. So do you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So you dropped a new single recently, Help Me Now. What inspired this track?
What inspired it was me being an idiot, being insecure in a new relationship and playing those mind games with myself of second guessing everything.
Yeah.
You know, as we do sometimes.
As we do most of the time.
Yeah. So I was like, let me just embarrass myself and call myself out and write a song about it. And I did.
Well,
and that's what happened.
Well, you got some funky moves in the in the video there. Did you come up with your own choreography or what's up with that?
I freestyled, let's say. I mean,
okay.
It's just me being like me, like thinking I'm dancing to Beyonce in my head, which is an insult to her because I don't look like Beyonce dancing. But my friends, Jesse Thorne, who's an incredible dancer and choreographer, and Shoni choreographed most of the video.
Got it.
Then
got
the end is me just being me.
A lot of rehearsal, or was it more of like a one take, be yourself kind of deal?
There were a couple rehearsals.
Okay.
I haven't danced in a long time.
Okay.
And so I was like, am I really doing this?
Yeah,
there's a lot
yeah.
of resistance at first. Then I'm like, all right, I just got to.
This thing about dancing, you just got to go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, this is all part of a new EP. Do the other songs have the same vibe or?
Not really. I mean, every song is pop based. I mean, I'm from born 88, you know, the 90s are what I grew up on.
There
so all
go.
That pop music is going to come through no matter
okay.
what. But each song I think has a different influence or style. Like Help Me Now is very different from any other song on
yeah.
the EP. So hopefully there's something for everyone.
Yeah, a little variety.
Yeah.
Nice, mixing it up.
Yeah, it's like I listen to a bunch of different types of music. And so I think that subconsciously was going to come out no matter what.
Yeah, different influences.
Yeah.
Right. And I mentioned earlier, you look good. You went through I think it's safe to say a pretty good transformation.
Please,
huh?
That's not like we're all just trying to be like you.
Yeah.
Well, that will never happen.
I'm over here breaking down.
Are you kidding me?
But, oh yeah, man, I'm old, man. I got issues.
You're
everywhere.
An ageless wonder.
Hey.
I don't know you. I think you look younger than when I met you like a decade ago.
Did I tell you this is my favorite actor in history? Thank you. That's very nice. But I mean, you do look good. You've been working out a lot, eating. You made some changes in your lifestyle, or what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I mean, about a year ago, I got contacted by this place called UP Fitness. They're moving here from the UK. They have places all over the world, and they're moving here. And my friend was going to them in London, and he's like, they're coming there. Like, you should go. I'm like, all right. And it was one of those things where I see before and after photos.
Yeah.
I'm like, this looks fake and photoshopped. I'm like, sure, if they want to, like, train me for free, I'll show up, see what they can do with this body. Like, I was like, I'm melting. That's what my body looked like at that point. I'm like a shapeless being. And so I went there, and they do, like, this whole 12-week or whatever amount of weeks, but normally it's, like, a 12-week transformation is what
yeah.
they say. And it completely changed my life in a lot of ways, where I have never had, like, a six-pack
yeah.
before or any sort of muscle. And it was one of those things where I think like halfway through my roommate, like I'd be sitting on the couch or something. He'd be like, whoa, he's like, this is disgusting. He's like, how do you have 8 abs? I'm like, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm like, that's how I knew it was working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
you know, you can look at yourself in the mirror and then you start to see as you like tune in with your body and you see exactly how like the food and training
right.
is affecting you. Then I'm like, oh, I got to do this a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eat a little less of that. And so you start to have a little body dysmorphia, at least for myself.
Yeah. No, it becomes a healthy addiction.
Yeah. And then like having your friends and family like see you and be
yeah.
like, what is going on? This is crazy. I'm like, thank you. Yes. It takes a lot of work and I love them. I mean, I'm someone who didn't really like the gym before.
Yeah.
It's super intimidating. And I now feel I'm not like a gym rat, but if I go a while without doing it, I'm
yeah.
like, I need to go back and
well,
get into it.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
That's a great lifestyle changer
yeah.
right there. Right on. I can't believe this, but it's already going to be the 10th anniversary of the
yeah.
premiere of Glee.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how that happened.
That went by quick, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking back, is there a particular moment or time that you look back at most fondly?
I guess I immediately go back to the early days, the first couple seasons when, you know, we
yeah.
didn't really, it was sort of the whole naive thing. Like
sure.
we didn't know what was going on.
Figuring it out.
And yeah. Like we didn't know what we were doing and we didn't know if the show was going to work. And then like doing things like going on tour, which was also a thing that was like in the contract, but we thought that was just to like
yeah.
be covered in case.
Yeah.
Like we're not going to be High School Musical. And then it, you know, we were afforded all these incredible opportunities to like
right.
go all over the world and perform and have people like the show. So those things of like really getting out there and seeing people's initial reactions to the show is special. Yeah. Something, you know, fondly to look back on.
Pretty cool. And I read you're open to the possibility of a Glee reunion, which would make sense, right? You have a 10-year reunion in high school.
I guess.
I guess, do people still have those because of Facebook and all that, right?
They do.
They still exist, yeah?
But like, we've only been off the air for 4 years.
Right. So it'll probably be another good
6 years.
Good 6 years.
There needs to be, like, it still feels pretty recent to us, I think.
Yes.
But I think with everybody, like, doing reboots and things like that, people are more hungry for, you know, a reunion or something. But it's like, we hang out all the time. So it doesn't feel like there needs to be a reunion. I don't know what that would look like. You know, like, what do you do?
Well, in 6 years, I think it's a smart idea.
Yeah, right? Not right now.
Ready. No. In 6 years, like, let them miss you a little bit more. And then you guys will be obviously very young.
Exactly.
And, the storyline. I'm thinking. I'll have to get back to you.
Wait and do it when you're 70 and you'll all be in, like, senior citizen home.
There you go.
And singing.
That's a different version. That's quite a different version.
Yeah, I like that. They do something completely different.
You also got a podcast called Showmance.
Yes.
Oh, so what's it about?
It's me and one of my Glee co-stars, Jenna Ushkowitz.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And so we decided that we're going to subject everybody else to listen to our voices because we like to talk. And it's basically about how we became friends through the show, and we became best friends and are still best friends. And we talk to a lot of other people who've met in a similar situation or have met in their type of work and have formed like lifelong bonds or sometimes gotten married, like that sort of thing. And because it's super common and doesn't have to be just in the entertainment business. And it's interesting to see how people balance that dynamic. And then we also just talk about random pop culture things.
My wife, I guess, now that I think about it, we met as a showmance.
Yeah, see? And I didn't even know that term existed until Glee, because I thought it was just like a theater term, and I was like working with all these Broadway actors. I'm like, okay, what is this? But no, it happens all the time.
We met on Broadway as a show.
See? There you go.
Exactly. I didn't realize that. Yep. I never realized that. Yeah,
it's way more common than people realize.
Yeah. And here's a fun fact. You used to be in a boy band, yes. NLT.
Yes.
What does that stand for?
Not like them.
Not like them?
Yeah.
Who's them?
Who knows? I don't know.
And what was the sound like?
It was pop music. It was pop R&B. Like it was sort of that
R&B. Nice.
Yeah, it was like that in between time, like post NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, pre One Direction.
Okay,
where it was a little questionable timing.
Yeah.
You know, but we tried.
Yeah, good for you.
Well, it was good training for Glee.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I knew I showed up to Glee. I'm like, I know how to go to 8-hour dance rehearsals and go to a recording studio.
NLT.
Like, easy. You Broadway people are going to have to keep up.
Exactly. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. The song you can't get out of your head at the moment.
Don't Leave Me Lonely by Yebba and Mark Ronson.
Last movie you saw in theaters.
Long Shot with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron.
How was that?
It was good.
It's good.
I like that. It reminded me of Spy. You know, the movie Spy with like Jude Law and Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, that movie's hilarious.
Yeah, it's sort of like that. It's like,
oh no, I did see that.
Yeah,
I did.
That movie's
was
really funny.
Yes,
funny.
That
movie's so good.
She's great.
I'll watch her do anything.
Yes, me too. Nickname growing up.
Sucka.
What up, sucka?
My family still call. That's what they all call me
from now on.
Yeah, and on Glee, it was on Glee. My nickname was B.
Sucka B.
Well, it wasn't sucka. It was just.
It
was just B.
It wasn't combined.
I'm gonna combine it right now.
Yeah.
Dream collab.
Ooh. Sure. Frank Ocean.
Okay.
I mean that. Shoot for the stars.
Yeah.
What should get rebooted next?
West Wing.
Oh, interesting choice. All right. Well, in the meanwhile, listen to Help Me Now on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music. You can follow him on Instagram at Kevin McHale. Sucka B. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, good to see you. Thanks for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.